naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Ceremony that we do here, part of the Nemenha organization that I'm part of, and part of our traditional ways. So yesterday I was delivering, you know, picking up wood from my dad's house, since he, you know, we're going to be selling the home. We're going to be doing away with the home. I was getting wood that, you know, we have left over, and taking it, loading it to take it to my dad's to the sweat lodge grounds. Sorry. As I was throwing the wood in, a piece of wood came flying back at me. It was kind of funny. I was like, what the heck was that? And then I kind of fell backwards, and I felt like something caught me, like something like grabbed me and kept me from falling. So I'm going, man, someone's got my back. Someone's going, you know. So I loaded my truck up pretty significantly with the wood and the stones and the stuff that I was taking for the sweat lodge. Then I made it to the sweat lodge grounds, you know, parallel park, but I backed up into the space where we're dropping off things. Unloaded all the stones, unloaded all the wood, and then, you know, just kind of looking around and, you know, meandering through the grounds, just giving my thanks and, you know, my homage to Mother Earth and giving thanks. And then all of a sudden, this girl appears. And I'd never seen her before, and there was no cars in except for the red car that's usually there that at the center. And she asked me when the next sweat was going to be. I said, well, there's no sweat today. And she's like, and she started babbling, like almost like a babble, like a talk. And I was like she was confused, like I was confused. And I asked her, I said, have you ever been in a sweat lodge? It's sippy. And she goes, no. I said, yeah, and I said, you should come. She said she would like that. She'd like to come. And I said, I turned around. I mean, it wasn't even a minute. I turned, and I said, would you like to see the sweat? Would you like to come over and take a look? And when I turned back around, she's gone. She wasn't there. She was just like vanished. And I was just like, whoa, what just happened? I mean, I've had these things happen to me before, but this one was really profound. And, the cool thing about it was she had dreadlocks, and she had tattoos on her arms, and she represented herself in a way that I could understand, I guess, connect with. And it was just a really powerful message for me to get back on track and get back into ceremony, get reconnected to the old ways. I am doing that, but I've been doing really a lot more, you know, just a lot of drumming and stuff. So, but now it's time for me to get back into deep, you know, fire ceremonies, ancestral works, and share those things as well. I've been gotten away from that a little bit, just being in doing a lot of drumming circles and stuff like that, which is, they have its own power and its own beauty too. But she reminded me that the sweat lodge is an important place for people to be. Important place for me to be, important to teach and share, you know, old traditions, old ways, you know, not let them get lost. And that's kind of what I went home with, and I thought that was pretty powerful. I thought that was pretty neat, and you know, something that just has to be done. Sometimes we forget, we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, and all of a sudden, you know, we're out of alignment with the earth, out of alignment with the mother. And there's so much going on right now with Mother Earth. And the sweat will be in October sometime. For those of you, I'm going to create an event for that, for those to invite those who are open and called to be here. And just get back to the teachings too. I've just started again to teach again. I took a little hiatus and a little break from that. As my father and my mother transitioned, they moved into the spirit realm. I kind of been in the grieving process, but now I feel like it's time to reconnect, and Mother Earth is reconnecting me, getting hold of me. Great Spirit is getting hold of me to share and to be in that energy again, to be with that. I've taken a little break, and now it's time for me to get my orders to go and spread the love and share the old traditions, old ways, in a respectful way, and that those who are there also respect that as well. There's something about being connected to Earth Mother. She's a living, sentient being. She's alive. We're part of her. We're part of her as much as she's part of us. Without her, we don't survive. Mother Earth is very powerful in herself. She doesn't necessarily need us per se, but we can do a lot for her by taking care of her and honoring her. And sometimes we don't honor Mother Earth. We don't give her the accolades that she deserves and rightly deserves, because she is the only reason where we live. The trees, the plants, the waters, all the things that we cannot live without. You can't live without it. I don't care who you are, and I don't care how smart you think you are and how intelligent you think you can be. If you don't have the trees, you don't have the earth, you don't have the bees, you don't have the birds, you don't have the balance and the harmony that comes with that, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. I don't care how many pills you'll pop, how many dehydrated foods you could eat, how many canned foods. It all comes from the earth. Even the stuff that the things that we wipe our ass with comes from Mother Earth, okay? And the things that we drink and consume comes from Mother Earth. The nuclear material that we create comes from Mother Earth. It's no surprise. It's no big epiphany to understand that. What we need to know is that it all comes from Mother Earth. Every single little molecule comes from Earth that belongs on this Earth. And we are part of that Earth. And it is our responsibility. And not to put responsibility on anybody else, but ours individually, our responsibility to make the difference and make something happen. If you want something to happen, you have to do it. Because you know what? If you wait around for somebody else to do it, it's never going to happen. And I don't care what it is and how you do it, as long as it's in a healthy way, positive, and you're creating healthy limits and boundaries between, spirit and between Mother Earth, we cannot discount, we cannot abuse her anymore. It's just beyond recognition, the things that we are doing. Number one, we have the capacity to do great things on this planet. We have 8 billion people, and we have 8 billion dreams, 8 billion goals, 8 billion desires. And for us to not realize that we have to take care of her is a total shame. And I ask the leaders in our communities, the ones who are actually the ones who understand this, to be more vocal, to become more, not aware, but just be more out there and say, hey, you know what? We need to take care of Mother Earth. Without Mother Earth, there is nothing. If you're looking for another planet, well, good luck with that. I'm sure there is one out there, but most of us will never see that day to get there. Let's take care of what we have here today. It's kind of like we have our homes. Let's take care of our homes the best of our ability. Let's take care of the things that we already know, the things that are in front of us, versus trying to find and rediscover new things and new planets so we can go do and rape and pillage the same thing. Those things, we can't do that. And I guess Mother Earth is just here to remind me, and she's telling you that she loves you, and she acknowledges you all. Sky Father also here to acknowledge that he loves you, and he honors you and loves you all. But the point is, you have to love yourself. You have to love what you have in front of you. You have to love this planet, this Earth, these things that we call plants, these things that feed us, these things that honor us, these things that they just do automatically and grow. We plant our tomatoes, we plant our corn, and we eat. And then sometimes we forget and we don't give thanks. Mother Earth is crying out, in a sense, for our survival. Not necessarily hers, but yours. She loves us. She wants us to be here. She loves the creation that has been created before her, by Great Spirit and by her hand and by her clay. And she adores us. And she's saddened for how we destruct, we're so destructive, and how we do with her and how we abuse her. She has no choice but to shake the fleas off her body, which are us, at times, and scratch. And some of us pay a dear consequence for that. And for that, she asks for no forgiveness. She asks for no pity. She will just do what she does. But she wants to give us a chance to do the right thing. She wants to give us the opportunity to do things in a proper way. And we have that. If you don't think you are a leader, you don't think you're a person who can make that happen, I challenge you. You can. Every single person, 8 billion people on this planet, can make a difference. when we all decided that we're all going to work together to survive, to make this a better planet, to harness the wind in a free way, to enjoy it, to harness the sunlight in a free way. You know, our bodies need the sun, our bodies need the air, you know, and we do so much damage in order to create commerce and to create money and to create jobs and to create, you know, infrastructure. The infrastructure is here. It's pretty simple. Live from the land, offers from the land that she gives us every day. And when the winter comes, prepare yourself for the winter. Most of us are ill prepared for winter. If one day the grid fell and collapsed, most of us wouldn't survive just because it would be so cold. We would have to align ourselves with people who are a little bit more crafty than us, a little more advanced than us, a little more person who prepared themselves. The majority of the humans here on this planet, if a catastrophe fell for us, and nothing that we created, just a catastrophe in whole, most of us wouldn't survive just because, personally, we are ill-equipped. I challenge you to learn how to grow things, learn how to process things, learn how to harness things, learn how to be part of things, learn how to be in communication with things that are just right in front of us. Most of us look at a blade of grass and see grass, and that's all. Beneath that is a plethora of knowledge and wisdom that is growing there within the root systems. All your yard is connected to everything, as the trees, as the plants. And if your garden is in the ground, it's connected to your yard. It's connected to you. When you put your foot on the ground, you don't believe that there's a vibration, a connection between you and your plants and you and the grass and everything that happens to you? Of course there is. Science would try to prove wrong and differently that the earth doesn't change us and we're not affected by it, but we are affected by it. If you sit in the sun naked for 3 hours and you don't turn over, I guarantee you, you're going to be fried like a little potato. Okay, a little baked potato left in the oven too long. So we also have to honor and respect that, how powerful this universal dance is between Earth Mother, Sky Father, you know, and becoming one with both of them, becoming intrinsically and harmonically connected to one another to create that balance that we have, that we forget. We forget because life takes over. Life grabs us and just whoops us sometimes, and you know what? And the whooping is more detrimental sometimes to us, and something that's so fresh in our mind and scars us and hurts us that we forget about all the other things that are valuable and important to us. All the things that we say, hey, you know what? I need to be reconnected. So how do you reconnect with Earth? Well, shoot, just step outside. Every time you step outside, just give thanks. You know, notice a butterfly that's, you know, pollinating a flower. You know, sometimes we're such in a hurry, and you know, I'm just as guilty as the next person. I'm in a hurry too. But look at the clouds today; they're just beautiful. I mean, there's a blue that you can't even describe. You know, you look up at the sky; look how beautiful that is. And there's like gray clouds coming in. You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing. We want to change the world. Change your world. As we change our world, we change the world. We only have what we have is because we're not willing to change certain aspects of it. I'm not saying you have to be ruthless. I'm not saying you have to be destructive. And things don't have to be, you don't have to destroy something in order to make it better. Sometimes we just have to harness it and mend it. It's like a leg. You break your leg, you don't just take it off, right? You cast it, you fix it, and you let it heal slowly but surely. But you're doing the right things. The same way with you. You know, when you have a cold, there's a process. You work through the process. You go through the things that work to your body. Remember, and whenever we create medicines come from Mother Earth. Where else do you come from? They don't come from outer space, as far as I know. But anyhow, the point is, everything. Check this out. There's a rabbit right there. Check it out. See the rabbit? That rabbit just ran right into my yard, into my niece's feet. Isn't that cool? Something spooked them. Or something, or there's a message there. If anything, if you guys don't know anything about the medicine wheel talks about the south point. The south point is the green door. It's the snake, it's the rabbit, it's all creatures that burrow. Okay, so that is the looks within door. That is the door where we look into our skin, our bones, and the aspects. So this is a message for me or for whoever. This is something to remind me that I have to consider taking care of myself, being healthy. And my dog's about to run after that rabbit in about 2 seconds. And that rabbit better be careful. It's about, you know, take care of ourselves. It's about looking inside our hearts, looking inside the different aspects of ourselves. You see my dog's on the porch right there and the rabbit's right there. Okay, left dog, rabbit there. Not gonna be, it's gonna be kind of crazy here in about 2 seconds. There's this balance of nature that's about to occur. I think the dog's gonna be okay because she knows that I'm here and she's not gonna jump on it. But I just want everybody to understand that this vision I had about Earth Mother is just reminding to get back in connection with Earth, to get back in connection with Earth Mother, to get back in connection with nature, to get back into life. It's easy for people to get disconnected. I definitely have become disconnected just because I'm a human being. I'm a human. I'm just like everybody in there. I'm not any more special than you. We're all special in our own unique ways. You know, spirit gives us, you know, things that we have to work on. You know, and we are intrinsically given this assignment on planet Earth to do certain things. And these assignments are our assignments, and sometimes they're only our assignments. Sometimes it's us to do. I know there's so many times that some of us want to do certain things, so like, oh, I wish I was like that guy, or I wish I was like that person. Well, you know what? Sometimes wishing for that is okay, but sometimes you have your own assignment and you have to do it. And we forget sometimes that we all have a special calling to do on this planet, and to work together and to make things better. And sometimes just raising your kids and teaching them the right way to be, and teaching them things that maybe they wouldn't learn in school or learn in a certain situation, you know, is just as powerful, you know, as trying to be, you know, the King of England or Queen of England or President of the United States. Sometimes the person who is humble and just is like anybody normal, like a blade of grass that blows in the wind, is important. We need everybody. And of course, my dog saw the rabbit now, so we're about to see a show here. Lulu. It's too fast, Lulu. My dog went after the rabbit. But she's on a tether, so the rabbit already knew that. Rabbit's smart. Rabbit's just teasing my dog. But anyhow, I just ask everybody to do their best they can. Be vigilant. Be open. Be aware that there are messages from spirit all the time. Messages from, you know, Mother Earth, that she's trying to communicate to us. When we're listening and when we're in tune and when we are connected, you know, that's when we see the most. But when you're disconnected, Earth Mother and Sky Father will smack you and remind you in a way that you can't even describe sometimes. What you do with that message is truly up to you. How you move from that energy is really up to you. Remember, you're in control. To some degree, when I mean you're in control to make decisions for you. And sometimes these decisions may feel painful. They may feel confusing. I have to tell you, confusion is probably the biggest thing that keeps people from changing, because they weigh things, you know, the goods and the pros and the cons. You know, sometimes if you're going to stay in a situation that's dysfunctional, then you must find the functionality within the dysfunction. Okay, and that's not easy. Okay, and then if you leave a situation that was dysfunctional and you come into another situation, you must find the functionality within that also. What is good, what is not. You need to learn very quickly what's important, what works, what doesn't work. Because as human beings, we carry our baggage around like backpacks on our back, unless we're ready to cut them off. And cut them off is a very broad term, because you know what? It's hard to cut off things. It's hard to cut off things that hurt us, people, situations, moments and times. But they are but nothing but a memory now. They are nothing but something that was a moment in a certain period of time. So how do we carry those moments in a period of time? How do we move forward into the next existence? How do we move? Well, it takes time. You have to work on it. For some people, it's very easy. For some people, it's very difficult. For some people, they just have to realize that they're human. I have to realize I'm human. You must realize you're human. Being human, there's nothing wrong with being a human being. The whole reason about being human is the human experience, to know that we're going to fail, we're going to succeed, we're going to fail, we're going to succeed, 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 fail, fail, fail. That's just part of it. Oh my God, how many times have I failed? You know, that's just how it is. That's life. how many times did you get up is the question. That's that old saying, huh? I fell 7 times. Well, get up 8, you know? It depends. I think we put too much stress on our failures and our things that didn't work out for us. I had situations last week where they just, everything that came out of my mouth was taken completely wrong. But that's how it is. That's how we learn. That's how you move forward. That's how you get into place. And, you know, that's how we learn. And I'm going to sulk. I'll be the first person to sulk. I'll be the first person to say, oh, I messed up, you know, because that's who I am. I have nothing to hide. I want to be as, you know, as authentic as I can with people I know or don't know, so they know that at least what they're getting is the true deal. So when Mother Earth presented herself today, with Gaia presented herself, it was yesterday. It was a big blessing. It was a huge honor to actually get to see her in an incarnation or an angel. Who knows what it was, but just to turn around and them not being there in a matter of seconds, it rocked me. It was just like, whoa. So those of you who want to do a sweat with me, we will do a sweat lodge. I will post it here real shortly. And we'll get together and we'll do this because it's time. It's time to get reconnected with the energies of the earth, get reconnected with energies of the universal energies, which we call God or we call spirit or great spirit, to get connected with the energies of the earth, because the earth has its own spirit, it has its own grounding, it has its own system, it has its own, you know, resonance, has its own frequency, and this frequency is super, super powerful, and we have to at least feel it and acknowledge it, because you know what? Sometimes we don't feel because we're disconnected, and then we think we're sick, or we think we're a certain way, or something's happened to us. It's because you're feeling the earth. It's because you're feeling, you know, when it's a sunny day, you feel the beautiful sunny day. And when it's cloudy day, you feel the cloudy day. Are you feeling the cloudy day, or are you feeling the vibrations, the energies that are being moved around? Remember, we're all connected. We're all my relations. The trees, the plants, they all prepare for the rains. They all prepare. The birds and the animals, they all prepare when the rains come or when the storms come. You know, we're all connected. To believe that we are disconnected from one another is not a true statement. Even when we're mostly, when we don't feel connected to somebody, we're still connected to that person, because when we're trying to connect, they shut us off. But that connection is still there. We're still a human connection. We're still a human connection. We're still connected. So within the connections of all the things that happen on the planet, there is a connection that is a spiritual connection between humans and animals and plants and all kinds of things. So that's kind of what I felt yesterday. I felt the connection with spirit. Spirit presented herself in a way I could understand. And when she presented me in a form that I could understand, it was easier for me to translate in my mind of memories and emotions and moments that have happened. Now I have that memory in my mind, how she will present herself in the future. I just have to be prepared to understand her message. So guys, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate you taking time to hear my little stories and inspirations and frustrations and things. But that's what we do as humans. Our stories are powerful. Humanity has been created on stories. Some of these stories are positive. Some of these stories are negative. Some of these stories have had terrible outcomes. Some of these stories have been very frustrating for humanity. Some of these stories have been very amazing for humanity. We run the gamut of storytelling. Storytelling is the reason why we are humans. What brings humans together? When we're around the campfire, telling the stories of what our day was like, telling the stories of our ancestors. You know, we write songs about stories, about feelings and emotions. These are the stories. Human beings strive on these things. Human beings watch movies because it's a story about another human having an experience that maybe we had or maybe we wish we had. We tell stories. Star Wars is a story of a galaxy far, far away, you know. And Willow, your husband wrote a movie. You know, he wrote a story, you know, about a galaxy far, far, or maybe in the near future, who knows. So we have this connection, all my relations, and not all the stories are fun, not all the stories are cool. Some stories we resonate with and some we don't. But we, as human beings, our strongest connection is the stories that we tell one another, the stories that we share with each other. the stories of yesterday, the stories of tomorrow, the stories to be, the stories that will bring us together, the stories that will align us. So guys, have a blessed week. It's Monday. It's beautiful out. Oh my God, it's beautiful. I got storm clouds in the distance, blue clouds in the back, sunshine on my back. What more could I ask for, you know? Wind blowing upon my brow, upon my legs and my arms. It's just an amazing feel today. All right, guys, be well, take care of yourself. I really enjoy sharing my stories with you, sharing my my experiences of life, how I see life. That's why it's called the Mind of Iggy. That's in my mind, I see things the way I'm supposed to see them. In my mind, the world appears and presents itself in a way that I, you know, can relate to. You know, for maybe for somebody else, it's weird, but for me, it's kind of an adventure. It's kind of fun. You know, look, there's a big bird. I'm not sure that's an eagle, but it's in the distance and it's gliding. It's gliding there. And yes, Willow, thank you for reminding me that it is good to be here. Absolutely, I do truly and truly believe that. All right, peace and love, guys. Take care. Be well, and I will see you next time.